In his first term, Governor Patrick set a goal of reaching 250 megawatts of solar energy installed statewide by 2017. That goal has been reached 4 years early, prompting the Patrick Murray administration to set a new target of 1.6 gigawatts of solar power by 2020. Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs Rick Sullivan said that the rate of solar installation is increasing rapidly.
Last year alone, we installed 100 megawatts of solar power here in Massachusetts. And to put it in perspective, when the governor first took office, there was just about 3 megawatts.
Sullivan said that Massachusetts is the state with the second lowest cost for solar energy installation in the country. He pointed to initiatives that are working to lower the cost of solar for homeowners, including the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center's Solarize Mass program. In a recent interview with WAMC, CEO of the Mass CEC, Alicia Barton, said that once solar is established in a home or business or municipal building, it becomes more popular for others in the community to consider going solar.
We find that through programs like Solarize Massachusetts, the more that people learn about the benefits of solar power, including the pretty attractive cost reduction benefits residents and small businesses can see reductions in their monthly electricity bill right away through some of the contracts that are offered. That once that happens and it starts to catch on, you see this kind of ripple effect.
The Solarize Mass program, which is a group buy program that incentivizes communities to adopt solar energy at a discount rate, recently was open to 10 more cities and towns across the state, including Lee and Williamstown. In 2012, Lenox and Pittsfield were involved in the program. Energy prices in Massachusetts are comparatively higher than in other states because of the state's importing of fossil fuels. Secretary Sullivan said that the ultimate goal is to make solar energy more affordable.
To see the program so that solar is cost competitive with all other forms of electrical production, and that's when you are going to see consumers and businesses make the decision to go to solar, because quite frankly, it just makes much more sense.
Residential solar prices dropped 28% in Massachusetts last year, according to a recent report by the Solar Energy Industries Association. The drop was the second largest drop in solar prices in the country. Maryland had the highest price drop at 33%. Democratic State Senator Benjamin Downing of Pittsfield, Senate Chair of the Joint Committee on Telecom, Utilities, and Energy, said that the next step in the legislative process to encourage solar adoption is creating an easier way to connect public or private solar facilities to the electrical grid.
We have projects in Lee and Lenox and in Adams that have been in the process of working through their connection to the grid with the utility companies for some time. That process has to become more predictable, more reliable, and that's going to require efforts by communities, by developers, and by the utilities themselves. And I know we'll be looking at that this session for sure.
Because of the rapid growth of solar energy in the Commonwealth, the state is also considering making revisions to its renewable portfolio standard solar carve-out program, a market-based incentive program that is currently capped at 400 megawatts. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.